Hello and welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is overtiredness. When your baby won't go to sleep and someone tells you, oh, they must be overtired. After someone else has told you, don't let them nap in the day, they won't sleep at night. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I feel like this is a real tricky one with sleep. We know so much more about sleep nowadays. There's so many sleep consultants online. There's so many useful resources about wake windows and when to let them sleep and when to have them awake and how long they should sleep for, how long they shouldn't sleep for. And then you have the kind of old school parenting, which is keep them up. Why would you let them nap in the day? And it's just, it's bizarre, isn't it, as a parent? Once you find that routine that works for your baby, it's amazing. And then they grow out of it and you're kind of back to square one. That's what I've found, I suppose, over the years. But yeah, anybody else struggle with the overtiredness versus not tired enough versus have they napped enough versus don't let them nap debate? Let me know. This is the 12th episode of the Night Feed, and it's been so wonderful to see the listener numbers going up. Like, I'm really, really chuffed at how many people are listening and coming back to listen more and from all over the world. Hi, wherever you are, and I hope you're enjoying having a listen of a night in the early hours when you feel like the only person awake in the whole world with your baby. Just here to remind you that there's a whole village of us and we're all awake and we're all feeling the same things. And yeah, I hope you're all doing okay. I saw a post before and I wanted to talk about it a little bit tonight. And it's from a very, very new mum. And she said along the lines of, I've been a mum for 20 days now and never felt so lonely in my life. Why don't more women talk about this? Now, I didn't personally struggle with that level of loneliness. I think of a night, sometimes it can feel a bit lonely when you're feeding and you're up at night and you're having all these new mum thoughts, like, you know, Googling all kinds of things that you think about and you're worried about. And it can be, even when you've got a wonderfully supportive partner, when they're sleeping and you're having to deal with something, and it can be a little bit lonely in that sense. But there are so many new mums out there that feel really, really, really lonely. And I know this because I have a few friends that work in perinatal care, or they work with new mums, and they've told me the same thing. It's almost like an endemic out there that new mums are feeling this level of loneliness. So if you are feeling like that, please know that you aren't alone and it is quite normal. When you have a baby, you're launched into this new life almost, where you are caring for this tiny, tiny little human, and you've got to adapt so quickly, and you have to face new things that you've never faced before, all whilst doing it with not much help, it sounds like nowadays. They used to have a village, didn't they? It's that age-old saying, it takes a village to raise a baby. And I think the way our society's gone, it's gone a lot more insular. If you think of more Eastern cultures, they, in those countries, raise them as family, in big families with friends and almost like a commune in a way. And over here, you're quite lucky if you have that level of support. I feel very lucky. I have an amazing support system around me with my partner and my parents. And I know that's worth its weight in gold. But if you're a new mum out there and you don't have that village and you feel lonely, then it's about, I suppose, how you can grow that village. Now, I know in the last even few months to a few years, I've met some incredible mum friends who have become that village to me, and I would trust them with my kids, and I feel like they help navigate if you're having a difficult day or a tricky night and you need to speak to someone. So I would really say, if you are struggling with that level of loneliness, it's important to get out there and meet new people. And I've spoke about this before on the podcast, how daunting that can be. if you're particularly introverted or you're anxious about going out and you're nervous about that, you will feel so much better if you get speaking to another mum, because the chances are she'll be in your shoes and she'll feel the same. The amount of lovely mums I've met along the way who, you know, some you won't kind of be on the same page with, and you might have different views, which is healthy, isn't it? It's healthy to all have different views and opinions. But other mums you will just click with, and you'll just have so much in common. And if you are out there, like I said, feeling lonely, try and get yourself to a baby group or a play group and be open to just having conversations with new mums. And you never know who you might meet and who you'll be able to then text of a night when you're feeling like that, or, you know, have at the end of the phone, go and meet for a park date with the prams. It's all just about growing that village around you and making your own village in a way if you don't have a brilliant support system around you. Next is a question for my podcast, and tonight's question is, do you recommend contact naps or naps in the cot? This is a tricky one because I think it depends on you really and what you want. I know some people prefer for the babies to nap in the cot from very, very early on because they get them into that routine and the baby knows that sleep is in the cot, and that helps with nighttime sleep for some people. Other people are happy to have babies nap on them in the day and then try and get them down at night. I was more like that. I suppose I had mine nap on me in the day quite a lot of the time, and then I'd transition them after they were asleep and maybe they'd get a little bit longer. But I wasn't particularly strict with where they slept in the early days. I quite just enjoyed the nap on me and enjoyed the rest. But if you are wanting to get your baby into a very established routine quite early on, then I know people do recommend having them nap in their cot or their bassinet and just getting them used to nap time is in bed, kind of thing. But like me, if you're happy to just relax and have them on you, then contact naps work fine for you. Then there's no really need to rush into changing that. And all babies are different. I know some babies won't sleep unless they're on the mum. Others go in a cot fine. It's just getting the balance, isn't it, in working out what's right for you and remembering they're only tiny for so long. So I wouldn't stress yourself too much about forming that routine really, really early on. I personally didn't. But I know when I did establish a routine a little bit later, it really helped understanding wake windows and understanding how long they need to sleep. That is very, very useful, I would say. So yeah, I don't have a definitive answer really. I would say when it comes to napping, go with what works for you as a parent. Next on to social media says, I found this quote on Instagram today and it really struck a chord, and it says, please don't tell a mum with a baby less than a year old that motherhood doesn't get any easier. She could very well have postpartum depression and you just told her she feels this way forever. It's not true. To any mama with a baby who may need to hear this, it does get better. Now, I can't imagine going up to someone with a baby and saying it doesn't get any easier. I know people sometimes say it about girls. They say, oh, girls are easier when they're younger, they get much harder when they're older. And I just think, what are you getting out of saying that to somebody? You don't know that baby. You don't know whether they're going to get easier or more difficult. And personally, I don't think you can disagree with the fact that when you come out of the newborn months, it gets easier. Yes, every stage has different challenges, but on the whole, as soon as you start to regain your sleep, you have your new perspective back and you feel a bit merrier and a bit brighter, because let's be honest, that level of sleep deprivation does things to your mood, doesn't it? You know, I don't think anyone can live off a couple of hours sleep and feel wonderfully jolly every day. So once you're out of those first early months to a year, I would say, yeah, it absolutely gets better. And everyone's situation is different. I know that. But please don't listen to people when they try and taunt you with that. I don't know what these people are getting out of that, telling you, oh, it doesn't get easier. I don't know what experience they had as parents, but just don't listen to the jibes. People can make real jibes sometimes. I always hear, oh, you've got your hands full. And I think I've mentioned that before. It bugs me a little bit because, well, I love having my hands full and I enjoy it. I enjoy being a mum and, you know, I just don't understand why people feel the need to say things like that. So yeah, if you're feeling like that and if someone's made a passive comment to you like that, that it doesn't get easier, please know that it does. Especially to all you first time mums out there. It is hard. We all find newborn months hard. But yeah, it gets easier. So take that on board next time someone says a flippant remark like that. Now on to self-care suggestion. Tonight's suggestion is to try and have a go at meditating. I went to my mum's, she had a yin-yang yoga day at the weekend. Now my mum's a yoga teacher and an aromatherapist, and she has this yoga day once a month or so, and I hadn't been for a while, and she said, come along, it'll do you good. And I went, and it's an hour of faster paced yoga and an hour of slower paced yoga where you hold positions for longer, but these positions are really comfortable. You have a pillow, and she does a chakra meditation with oils. So you're given an oil, various different oils, whether you want to feel uplifted or relaxed. And my mum talks through a chakra meditation. Now I'm biased, but wow, can my mum guide a meditation? It was incredible. I saw colours, I saw different light. I felt like I was on a cloud, just floating. And as a mum with young children, it's rare that you feel like you're on a cloud floating, because you're kind of switched on 24/7 on the go, aren't you? And helping them and being asked questions, and even in the night you don't know when they could be waking. So to feel that level of serenity was amazing. I actually had to have a coffee to drive home because I was like, I think I'm too zenned out to drive. And I got home and I remained on this cloud. My partner was like, are you okay? And I was like, I am so zen. Like nothing could bother me that afternoon. Nothing at all. Not even, I don't know, what would usually bother me? Mud on the carpet and all that. I was just zen. So if you can come to one of my mum's yin yang days, wonderful. But if you can't get out to something like that or a meditation in person, then I would highly recommend finding a guided meditation on YouTube or looking at an app you can download. And I'm not saying to do it every single day, but if you can, build in 10 minutes to your day, maybe when the baby's napping, instead of scrolling on your phone, try and meditate and see how you feel. Because if you're anything like me, it will do you the world of good. Now to finish on a quote I wrote. Hey Mama, imagine in 50 years from now, going back to today and seeing the breakfast dishes on the table and the spilt milk on the floor, the pictures we drew and the crafts we made after we ate, the mud that covered the hallway after our muddy walk in the rain, the dolls sat around the table after the tea party we had, flour covering the kitchen floor after we attempted to make our first cake. Right now, this feels like a messy house, but to you, in 50 years, it will look like fun. In a house that was full of love and laughter, where your kids thrived. Oh, how you'll yearn for just one more day of mess. Thanks to everybody for listening. I hope this has helped lift you in the early hours. And if you have anything to share on the podcast or you'd like to come on for a chat, please email me, thenightfeepodcast@gmail.com. Good night.